Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Show lineup for today looks like this. We'll be talking with Ascension Via Christi President and CEO Bob Koppel here in the first half hour. Later on in the program, we've got Kara Hawley from the Wamego Chamber. We've got Tulip Festival next week. That's always a fun thing. It's the return of Tulip Festival here in 2021. And then we'll be talking with some of our folks in the Riley County Health Department. They got some vaccine clinics going on today and again on Monday for anybody with at the Douglas Center at from 3 to 5 today, and then also 3 to 5 on Monday at the First Free United Methodist Church. Again, though, we begin with Bob Koppel, who joins us live here via Zoom. And Bob, it's always great to see you.
Hey, thanks, Brandon.
Lots of information is floating around right now about vaccines. We've been hearing a lot about it. Of course, we mentioned the free clinics going on here in Manhattan with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and that one's been in the news quite a bit here the last couple days. And I'm sure there's a little bit of concern here among some people who may be opting to go get those vaccines. And Bob, can you tell us any more about that and maybe ease some concerns?
Well, so, you know, currently in the United States, we have three vaccines. We've obviously been using the Pfizer and the Moderna product for a bit longer period of time, because that started back in, actually with Pfizer in December, and then Moderna after that, and now the Johnson & Johnson or J&J vaccine. So, you know, I think we have all seen, you know, kind of a spectrum of people having responses to any, excuse me, any vaccine, and these in particular too. You know, I think it really ranges. And, you know, I guess I'd start with, we actually believe the vaccines are very safe. They've actually been studied in tens of thousands of people before anybody's ever gotten them, like we're doing now here in the last 3 to 4 months. And now we've actually literally vaccinated tens of millions of people. So on one hand, it's not surprising that at least a small percentage would have some sort of response to that. You know, I kind of think it's interesting. We obviously vaccinate a lot of people here, including physicians, staff, patients, et cetera. A fair number of the folks that we have had who've had some sort of response, like fairly immediate response to the vaccine, a lot of this has actually been anxiety provoked. It's not been necessarily the vaccine. So the issues like with the sore arms, people maybe running low-grade fevers, those sorts of things, I don't know that I've heard of anybody who had an immediate response like that. That tends to be several hours later. And that's more, quite honest, that's more typical of what we see with a lot of vaccines. So, we've said from day one, if people have got concerns, reach out and talk to your, you know, if you see a family, who's your family practice? Who's your primary care physician? Although, quite honestly, I think any physician in our community, and I don't care if they're an OBGYN, an orthopedic surgeon, a family medicine, I mean, everybody has spent so much time learning about COVID in the last year that I think any surgeon on our medical staff would be able to sit down and talk to somebody and answer questions, allay their fears, talk them through the process, the whole thing. And partly, I think that's important, too. So, because they've all gone through the process themselves. They've all been vaccinated. They've had family members that have now been vaccinated. I think our physician community is actually a huge resource to people just to kind of talk about their own personal experiences and what they've done. You know, yesterday on the task force call, you and I were talking about that briefly before we got on air. Dr. Ryan Knott from Stone Creek, you know, shared about his own family's experience. And so, I mean, I think maybe if that's helpful to people, that's great. And seriously, don't talk to somebody and get your questions answered. Because I think, you know, it's better to go ahead and do that and find out, make your decision, get your vaccine, than maybe to just to keep waiting. We know we're seeing it obviously in other parts of our country, kind of this next kind of wave of new cases. Big percentage of them are related to variants that originated either in Europe, South America, or on the African continent. And we know the vaccines are actually very successful in also addressing these variants, but we're starting to see this numbers of cases go up, specifically New York, New Jersey, Florida, Michigan obviously is getting a lot of attention right now, lots and lots of cases there. We have hospitals there, our health system does. They've had to look at putting back in their visitor restrictions, I read an article this morning, a number of health systems in Michigan are starting to delay elective procedures again, just because they have so many patients coming into their hospitals. So we have this window of time, because that's the blessing of being in the Midwest. Everything always kind of takes a little bit of time to get here from the coast. And so we really have a 2 to 3 week window probably still where people can get vaccinated and protect themselves and those they care about. And so that's one of the reasons we're encouraging, you know, people to get vaccinated. The county actually is doing, like it noted, the clinics today and on Monday. We are actually cooperatively doing a clinic with the county tomorrow as a way to, again, trying to get people and get them opportunities to get vaccinated. So just really encourage people to do that. And again, also, you know, it is a natural response to have questions. That's okay. Don't worry about that. Just find the time to sit down and talk with somebody about it. Get some facts, get the information, talk through what you think you might want to do. And hopefully that ends with your being vaccinated. We've got to get to an 80%+ vaccination rate in our county, or in our region actually, before we can have that protection for the whole community. And that just really opens the door back up to what sorts of activities we can do, the freedom we have to be able to get out and do stuff without worrying about COVID. But until we're there, and we're not even halfway there, so we got some work to do here. Until we get there, then it's hard to take some of those last steps. And you know, we all want that. I think that's one thing we can all agree on, right? So we just encourage people to do that. And ask the questions. It's okay.
You know, you look back, you know, a year ago here, we didn't know a lot about this strain of coronavirus, COVID-19 and all. And, you know, there was a lot of fear, obviously, back then. And I think there's still some fear whenever we hear about these variants. But, you know, with vaccine numbers going up the way they are, should we be as fearful? Because this is going to be pretty protective of us, is it not?
Well, so there's certain the efficacy of the vaccines is actually really high. More so, it's kind of ironic. We probably have better efficacy from the COVID vaccine than we have from most of our other vaccines. So this is actually like a really good product in that respect. And so, yeah, there is a little irony. You know, I think I was talking with somebody yesterday. Actually, he's one of our community physicians. It's like people can't sometimes just kind of wrap their heads around the fact that, while it has been now 13 months, we still are learning, which that's actually the natural science process. We learn as we go, right? And so we do certainly know a whole lot more than we did on April 9th of 2020. I was probably on the radio with Dave at 7 o'clock that day.
Probably.
Probably. So we certainly know a whole lot more than we did then. And they're actually, I think we're now even more aware of what we don't. And part of that is just you got to have patience. You know, there's a lot of questions with people about, so I might have to get another shot, another booster. How long is the shot going to be for? So the first people to get the vaccine was last June. So for them, it just now is 9 months. Well, one, we know that they actually have good efficacy still. So that's good. But you just got to let some time pass here. Then we'll know, okay, now we're good for a year. Now we're good for 15 months. Now we're good for 18 months or whatever, you know, that time period is. The time has to actually get past that initial test group. The clinical trial group is actually where we're going to learn all of this from. And so that's, we just have to give that some time, keep learning. And also, you know, again, the more and more people we get vaccinated, the more and more we protect everyone else. And so that's why that is still the goal, is to get more people vaccinated. This is no different than how we addressed polio back in the 50s. How we've addressed measles and mumps and all these other things that we've had to address. We've followed this same process. That part is actually no different. It's just 50 years later.
You're speaking with Ascension Via Christi President and CEO Bob Koppel here on In Focus. Why don't we take our first break here on the show, and we'll come back. We'll talk about some other things with Bob here on the show. Stay tuned. In Focus continues after this on KMAN.